films. BBC Films and Miramax HAL Films present, with the participation of the Irish Film Board, a Venus production. About Adam. A young couple are sitting in a coffee shop.
No, please, Lucy, listen to me. If you think that I don't know that I have faults, you're wrong. I know them all. I've made a list.
No,
we can go through them,
Simon,
and work this thing out.
Please,
no,
Simon.
No, please, Lucy.
What?
I'm a total fucker.
What?
I'm selfish.
No.
I only think about myself.
Simon, no.
I'm
Stop.
Not a good...
Listen. It's not your fault. It really isn't. Hi.
Listen, if I'm interrupting, I could wait outside.
No, oh, grand. We were just finishing up anyway. So, right, sure, I'll see you
outside. If you give me half an hour or 40
Listen,
minutes,
Listen, we're late already, aren't we, Laura?
Oh, really late.
Bye.
I thought it was all off since Tuesday.
It was. He asked to see me again.
I don't know how you do it, Lisa. I really don't.
What?
You drop someone Tuesday and by Friday you've met someone else.
I didn't drop Simon. It was mutual.
Oh, yeah, look in there. He's crying.
My own sister can make a grown man cry in a Temple Bar coffee shop.
Well, I nearly cried too. Oh, you know I'm not one for crying. It doesn't mean I don't feel things. Simon is a fool, but he's kind of harmless, and you just... Oh.
A bar.
You know, I mean, seriously, Lucy, all these fellas, and you've never had anything even approaching, you know. Well, the madness, the release of a truly great passion.
I know.
A big, spiritual, physical hopping up the walls.
A mad, frenzy kind of thing. Laura,
for all your talk, what do? You haven't bothered going out with anyone since last year. And the last one was that ridiculous bearded guy who drank Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in your head. Well, you never do anything.
Yeah, but I will someday. I know I will. What's the difference?
Oh, well. Cheers.
Okay, folks. Two cappuccinos, one black coffee, and another bottle of Shiraz.
Is that okay for now?
Yeah, but how about a song, Lucy? Come on, give us a song.
Ah, if you like, yeah.
Good one, do request. Hey, what about that Leonard Cohen one?
No way, I'm celebrating tonight. I spoiled my mood.
They're beckoning me to sing, Andy.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. He will, I know he will. And he'll be big and strong.
Oh, this place is full of ex-boyfriends. No, don't worry, I'm not interested. There's another. Oh, maybe Laura was right. I just can't make my mind up. I mean, they're nice boys. Well, most of them. But, you know, sometimes you just wish a new face would pop up and... Oh, well, now, look at that.
Tuesday will be my good news day.
Hands off, Maria. I saw him first.
Home, just meant for two, from which we'll never roam. Who would you?
Is he really that shy, I wonder? Well, I suppose it's nice for a change.
The man.
Putting down the microphone, Lucy picks up her tray and goes over to Adam's table.
Okay, here goes.
So, do you want to order? Are you waiting for someone?
Sorry?
Are you ready to order?
Yeah, I thought you were a singer.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I'm either a singer who does a bit of waitressing or a waitress does a bit of singing. I don't know what I am myself.
Oh, you're a really good singer.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're fantastic.
Thank you. So do you want to eat or not?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Let's see. Corn-fed chicken's very good.
Huh. Okay, fine.
Okay, and wine. What do you like, red or white? I can really recommend the house red, but if you prefer white...
No. The house red is perfect.
Corn-fed chicken, house red. Great. Like a man who can make up his own mind. That smile. Gotcha. Hi.
Hi.
You're off. I hope you enjoyed your meal.
No. It was fantastic.
Can't he see? He only has to ask. Come on, how shy can you be?
Oh, for God's sake.
So, could I see you again? Meet you, maybe?
Wow, yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm Lucy, by the way.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
I'm...
You can't remember your name.
I'm Adam.
So, how are we...
Will you call me? Have you a pen?
Yeah.
She takes one out of her hair.
I'm delighted you asked me. I was, I don't know, it's weird. I just thought something was happening. Something is, maybe.
She smiles excitedly.
Okay. I'll phone you soon, then. Adam.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, she's running to answer a phone.
Lucy, are you getting that?
Yeah.
Pick it up, so.
I will, yeah.
Well, go on.
I'm picking it up. Now, go in, let me know.
Fair enough. He'll ring off if you don't.
Mum! Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. So, you got my message?
Yeah, I got them all. It was brilliant.
Right. Well, see, I wasn't sure if, it's really hard talking to those things, isn't it? We don't have one here. Mum's our answering machine.
Lucy, shut up. You sound like a horse on acid.
So, anyway, hello? Are you still there?
Still here.
Oh, good. Yeah, so let's meet up tomorrow.
I'll call round, pick you up in the car.
Call here.
Is that bad?
No, fine, lovely. Call here 7:30 then. Yeah, cool, yeah. Yeah.
Put the phone down.
Bye.
That seemed to go all right. Were you nervous?
Mum.
Only asking. You sounded a little bit nervous, that's all. That's not like you.
He's calling here to collect me tomorrow. He has a car.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll organise a cake, so... Look at you! Look at you, you little dolt! You little
dolt. You don't mind holding on to overnight, do you, Mum?
Mind? Of course I don't. Little genie.
I'll collect her tomorrow, then. Oh, a cake. I didn't forget somebody's birthday, did I?
I haven't mind for the last 20 years.
Lucy's new fella's calling around. I got in a bit of cake.
Jesus, Lucy, go through them. Fair juice to you.
Oh, thank you.
Right, we're going.
Ah, don't go yet.
Yes, go. I wish you'd all just feck off.
But we live here, Luce. We've nowhere to feck off to.
Now, the boy offered to come and pick her up in his car on a first date, imagine.
He's only given her bad habits.
Oh, we should make him welcome, huh? Is that him?
Looks like we're going to get to meet this week's winning entry after all.
Oh,
forget it.
Forget.
Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you don't think it's naff.
Oh, no way. Listen, I hope you don't mind. Some of my family are here. All of them, actually. And, would you mind meeting them? Only for a second, and then we can feck off.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Hello, Adam.
Nice.
Oh, Miss Peggy, would you like a bit of cake? We've only bought cake now. I haven't baked in years. That's my eldest daughter and her husband.
I'll be right back.
And this is my baby. Both my babies. And of course, poor Laura.
I admit it, I was amazed. He's nothing like anyone you've ever gone out with before.
Told you.
So what's the change?
I'm maturing.
Even his name, it's so... not you, it's so primal. Adam.
Yeah, it's a crap name, all right.
And he reads, he could quote Christina Rossetti.
Oh, what did you do that for?
It came up and, you know, she's not exactly a household name as a poet, so I have to say, I approve totally. I just hope you're ready for, you know, whatever happens.
Oh, sure, I'm full of surprises. So, are you jealous?
Oh, come on, that's unfair.
Poor Laura. Of course she's not jealous. Too good-natured. Wouldn't it be deadly, though, if it turns out to be me that has this great passion she's always going on about?
Hold on a sec, I just want to buy this.
Another book. Doesn't she know books won't do it?
A gem.
Listen, sis. Do you think Karen has some kind of a problem? I mean, she doesn't even mind admitting she's a virgin, you know? Now, what's that about?
Oh, David.
I mean, I've been going out with her for 3 weeks, you know? She even has a flat all to herself, so, like, it's perfectly safe.
That's the definition of safe sex I hadn't heard before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a pain. I mean, I bet you and Adam did it.
Nope, we didn't. In fact, Adam didn't even come on to me.
No way.
Way, I'm telling you. Not that I'd mind if he had. So, do you fancy him too?
Oh, he's a bit quiet for my taste now. Maybe I'm wrong, am I?
Why don't you ask Adam? He just works down here.
No, I'm asking you. Sisters are supposed to confide in each other about these things.
Well, what? I don't know yet.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well,
to each their own.
Exactly. Anyway, listen, you mind your own business?
Absolutely.
So, are you coming in? He's hanging a new exhibition today. He'd love you to see it.
No, I'll leave you to it. I'll catch you later.
All right. Alice?
Yeah?
You know, like the way fellas always hassle about sex?
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
Well, Adam doesn't. He seems really happy to leave it up to me. It's kind of nice for a change.
Oh, no. You fall in a love spell?
See you.
Lucy heads into a gallery of photography where Adam meets her with a kiss. Later, they're kissing in the back seat of Adam's car.
Listen, you know when we make love the first time?
What?
No, I mean, whenever, you know? Well, I just wanted to let you know, I want to leave it all up to you. Your call.
I don't get you, Adam.
Everything, you know, when and where, the circumstances. I want it to happen. I want it to be exactly the way you'd like it to be. Is that okay?
How about now, right here in the car? I'll think about that. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel.
Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real.
Now it's nighttime, and Adam and Lucy are making love in a bed on the roof of a building, while groups of people mingle on the street below. The next morning, a candle beside the bed still burning as they sleep in each other's arms. Awaking to see Adam lying beside her, Lucy smiles contentedly before closing her eyes once more. Now, Lucy's sitting in Adam's car.
Oh, I love being out in the country. Don't you?
Go away, you waster.
What was so invigorating, wasn't it, Adam? Those winds, they just clean you out.
I wouldn't have missed a thing.
Chris, was it?
You're not coming the next time, and you're getting no chalk ice. I could get used to this car. Did you tell her the story, by the way?
No, I didn't.
What? All the interesting things you find out when you're out in the mountains strolling.
What? Oh, tell me what?
Should we tell her?
Yeah, what?
She deserved to be told.
Yeah.
Will we bother telling her?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to tell you. He's not the kind of fella to blow his own trumpet, are you?
Tell her.
Oh, come here.
What? Shut up.
Very simple, lovely story. Even though he's very young, when his mommy and daddy died, Adam always remembered as a little fella that when they went for walks, they used to pass by this big fancy car sales place. And his dad had a big thing about this particular car, a Jaguar.
Just look at that Jag, he'd say. I thought it must be the most wonderful thing in the world. It was.
His dad was always promising his mum that when they had a bit of money to splash out, he'd buy her one. Do you know what this little beauty did? Years after, when he turned 18 and got the bit of money that was left him, he used it all to buy this car to remember them by.
Adam, why didn't you tell me?
I don't know.
Leaning forward from the back seat, Lucy gives Adam a kiss. Later, at a family party, Lucy and her mum are watching Adam from across the room.
Oh, that young fella's a lovely drunk, do you know that? I think I'd have lasted with your father if he hadn't been such a boring drunk and better looking. I mean, look at that. I feel sorry for Alice sometimes. But of course, she wouldn't be told. She'd made up her mind.
But you told her he was a great catch.
Yeah.
Jesus, not as I did.
Oh, look at him now.
And you love to just lift him up in your arms, carry him up upstairs and tuck him into bed.
Jump in after.
Lucy, please, no crude talk.
But I don't know won't hurt me.
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to go catch him before he falls.
Peggy raises a glass to them both.
Hi.
Hey, I just promised Alice that we'd babysit for her and Martin on Friday night, okay? Is that your mind?
Oh, but I'm working Friday.
I'll do it alone. She's a lovely baby.
Oh, if you want. Yeah, Alice would be very grateful.
She is. She's delighted.
Hi, Lucy. Simon. Hello. You waiting for a table?
How are you?
Table 6 needs a wine glass.
Fine. I have to get changed.
Oh, all right, yeah. Listen, I'm trying out some new material at the club tonight, and I could put you on the guest list, no problem.
Thanks, Simon. But by the time I finish here, I'll be wrecked.
Oh, please, Lucy. Look, you don't even have to talk to me or come near me. I just love you to hear the material. Will you please?
All right. If I can, okay? I'll see. Okay. You all right? Okay. Bye.
You know, I think we could all be happy if we wanted to be, but we choose to be unhappy because it's more interesting, because there's nothing as boring as happiness. Happy, 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 happy. It's like a big, huge straight road that goes on for miles, and all you can see in the distance is Germany.
That's how I first saw you, Simon, on stage, looking so cool and clever.
Down here. Educated but easily led women, I hope.
I thought you were like that in real life. Jesus. But Adam isn't cool and clever either, so why am I falling in love with him? Oh, my God. Did I say the L word?
Don't clap too loud. There's people falling off their bicycles in China.
Hello? Hello, Alice, how are you back? Has Adam gone yet?
He's still here, yeah, hold on.
Adam, Lucy.
Hey, Lucy.
Hi. How'd it go? Did Jean behave herself?
Yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, me? No, I'm just leaving work. Just a solid call to say I'm thinking about you.
That's nice.
Can I tell you all about Adam? Really, he's the best fella I've ever touched with.
Oh, better than that stand-up comedian with the shag mirror I might kill myself with.
Simon. Funny on stage, one-on-one nightmare.
Know the feeling.
Yeah, Adam's completely different. He's really shy, but somehow with me, I think I brought him out of himself. He's gorgeous, but had no self-confidence.
So tell us, are you going off on holidays together?
Oh, wait till I tell you the most fantastic thing he did.
In you go, watch your head.
We've turned inland and we're still heading south.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, it was exhilarating and sexy and completely confusing, which, as you know, Andy, is a combination I like, but I also liked where Adam finally brought me to a perfect little romantic country hotel. I suppose that's when I started to realize the difference between this relationship and all the others I had before. Call it in love, if you like. Call it more luck than I deserve to meet a guy like Adam.
You fancy a weekend away?
A country house.
Oh, Adam. It's beautiful. My sister Laura called it a great passion. Doesn't even cover it. So, what'd you think?
Fabulous. Really suits you.
No, about Adam. What do you think of what I told you?
Well, now, from what you've told me, send him this way. It sounds like God's gift.
Yeah, it does sound right, doesn't it?
What's up with you? I've never seen you so nervous.
I was just saying I'm taking a bit of a leap into the unknown. Just hoping I make a complete idiot of myself.
Now, Lucy's on stage.
What could it be?
My family's here tonight, sitting at that table over there. We're celebrating my mum's birthday today. We all love you, Peggy Owens! And there's a man down there in my crowd called Adam. And he's my fella.
and I know my mum is mad about him. So I thought the best present I could give her would be to say that him and I are going to get married. Oh, wait, no, no, no! No, no, wait, wait, wait. You see, I haven't asked him yet. So, Adam, I'm asking you now. Will you marry me?
Adam stands up, smiling.
I'd love to.
Lucy almost cries with happiness as Adam rushes to the stage, takes her in his arms, and kisses her. Lucy turns to her mum.
I'm so happy.
Laura is crying. A title reads, I think Adam has some deep tragedy lurking underneath the surface. Later, at home...
Hello, Adam, is it?
Mrs. Owen.
Would you like a bit of cake? It's only bought cake now. I haven't baked in years, but it's nice.
Lucy said he was shy. Oh,
and this is my eldest daughter.
Doesn't look shy to me. Adam, why does she always delude herself? Oh, poor mum. So many boyfriends, and she tries so hard to like them all. Even Martin. Well, she suffers him for Alice's sake. Whatever else I do, I won't make that mistake. Whatever else I do, nothing, basically. Right. Be nice.
Hello, I'm
Hello.
Adam.
Hello, Laura, the middle sister.
Laura, really?
Yeah, why?
It's strange. My favourite film is Laura. I don't...
Preminger's film?
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, and a favourite poem of mine has a girl called Laura in it.
I don't believe it.
Any of it, but it's...
You don't mean Goblin Market?
Yeah, that's it. She cried Laura up the garden. Did you miss me? Come and kiss me. Never mind my bruises. Hug me. Kiss me. Suck my juices squeezed from goblin fruits for you.
Christina Rossetti.
No, I don't believe it.
Drink me. Love me, Laura. Make much of me.
Oh, this is... I'm doing my thesis on her.
Christina Rossetti?
Yes. Well, partly. The actual title is A Virgin O'Whore, The Tragic Dilemma of Victorian Women. But, you know, I'm sort of filtering it through writers like Christina Rossetti and all the Brontes, of course.
Well, you know, I'm not an academic, but I love the feeling of her poetry, the energy of it.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll probably laugh at me now, but it's very...
Sexy.
It's very sexy.
Yeah, but in an entirely repressed form. But I think that's the whole point. That's what makes it so exciting.
Adam! I'm all yours.
Okay, I'll be with you in a minute. Bye, Laura. I must read that poem again. It's been a while. I'm surprised I remembered it. Bye, Mrs. Holmes.
Hey, yourselves.
Well, isn't he very nice now? I'm delighted to see her fixed up again. She was very upset over Stephen.
Simon, Mother, and it only ended a few days ago.
Yeah, but you know how Lucy likes company. She can't amuse herself on her own like you can. You're lucky that way.
Later, Laura walks into a library and is surprised to find Adam there. Tentatively, she taps him on the shoulder with a smile.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you doing some research?
No, not really. Actually, I'm looking for the poem we talked about last night.
Oh, great!
I thought I had it at home, but I couldn't seem to find it.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll get it for you. They're very helpful. I'm practically living here at the moment, trying to get this thesis sorted out in my head.
I better go. I'm sure I have the poem at home somewhere.
Adam, you all right?
Yeah, listen. I hope to see you very soon.
He hurries out, leaving her bewildered. She goes to the entrance and on the front steps sees him in his car, leaning on the steering wheel, sobbing. She bites her lip and walks over to the car.
Hi. If this is none of my business,
no,
I can just go,
please,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure, yeah?
She walks round the car and gets in the passenger side.
This is just something, it happens once in a while. I never know why, except maybe, I don't know. When I'm feeling some really strong emotion of some kind, I get this flash. It all comes back to me.
Is it something, would it be any use to talk, or...?
Well, Laura, can you keep a secret, but no one else must know?
Of course, yeah.
He puts a cigarette between his lips and hands her one.
Great, thanks. Yeah.
She tries hard not to cough.
My mother died when I was young.
Oh, God.
I'm like too young to remember even, that's not the thing. But... so for years it was just my dad and me. Mm. As soon as I was old enough to drive, he taught me and made me do the test. I passed it. And the very next day, he bought me this car.
What, just like that?
Oh, yeah, out of the blue. Oh. I'd say he spent his last penny on it. Then the day after that, he disappeared and I never heard from him again.
Oh, Adam, you know, I'm so sorry.
And I still don't know why he ran away. I mean, you know, I understand the sort of man he was. He had great passion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was always likely to do something extreme. But I can't get rid of the fear that it was all my fault.
Oh,
that,
no,
that I'm just
no,
wrong
you must
for people.
Know that's not
and
true.
That's why every so often, like now, I don't know, it just.
What?
This feeling wells up. But it's always when I'm in the car, naturally enough, I suppose, and always when I'm having.
What? What? What?
Sorry. Shouldn't let my own passions get the better of me. Look, sorry, I know you've got work to do. And I'm sorry
that's, you
for
know, fine.
But maybe we could have a good chat sometime.
Of course, I would love that. Do you know that I've actually got...
Oh, no, it's all right.
Oh, are you sure? Because...
Really, I'm fine. Hug.
She draws in a deep breath of shocked pleasure, and Adam kisses her on the cheek.
Work hard. Hope to see you very soon.
Okay. Hi. Even his name, it's so... not you, it's a... primal. Adam.
Yeah, it's a crap name, right?
And he reads he could quote Christina Rossetti.
Oh, what is that for?
It came up, and you know, she's not exactly a household name as a poet, so I have to say, I approve totally. I just hope you're ready for, you know, whatever happens.
Oh, sure, I'm full of surprises.
God, can she sense something? Something on my face?
So, are you jealous?
Oh, come on, that's unfair. She's looking at you. Do something. Well, stop talking about Adam for a start. I'll buy something. There's that book I'd like him to read. Will I? I will. Yes, I'll buy it.
Hold on a sec. I just want to buy this.
What did he mean? I hope to see you very soon. Nothing, I suppose. And the kiss? What about the little kiss? Well, he's probably just a very tactile person. I'll ask Lucy. No, I won't. She'll suspect. Suspect.
Laura!
For God's sake!
You forgot your change.
All right, man.
There you go.
Thanks.
So, what's the book anyway?
Oh, nothing. Poetry. You wouldn't be interested.
Ah, it's a mean thing to say.
You're right. I'm so sorry, Lucy. I just hate it when I forget things.
Oh, it's fine.
But I'm in a bit of a heap. And, but listen, I'm delighted everything's going so well for you. Adam's great. He seems to be stoned, you know. Oh,
to Adam, lots of love. Look.
Oh, no, I can't use love. No, that wouldn't be right. If Lucy saw that...
To Adam. Poet lovers of the world, unite. Oh, no, that's too jolly, too woolly jumper. I need something friendly, warm, and safe. To Adam. Welcome to the family, Laura.
Oh, what does that mean? That sounds like the mafia.
Oh, no.
To Adam, let me see, talking. Something about talking.
Conversation.
To Adam, looking forward to lots of chats. Laura. Oh, lots of chats is awful. And so, ladies who lunch.
To Adam, let's discuss this book when you have a...
Oh, no. What do I really want to say?
Oh, no, I can't say that.
Adam, I hope this book would mean as much to you as it does to me, Laura. Yes.
No, I can't.
Yes.
No, Laura.
Yes.
She beams happily as she finishes the inscription and puts on her spectacles. The next day, she races up the library stairs. She finds Adam reading a copy of the book she bought.
Hi. Look what I'm reading.
Oh.
I was just thinking about buying it.
Oh, no, don't.
Why not?
I can't say, but please don't patch yet.
You're funny. Okay, I'll hold off. Are you,
Well, I was meeting someone, just a college friend, if you want to join.
No, that's okay.
It's not a problem. We were just...
No, I couldn't. If you were on your own, maybe... Listen, bye.
He hurries away. Now, Laura's queuing outside a theatre with a friend.
Okay, the vampire thing is a symbol of male domination through blood and semen. Yeah, fine, we know about that.
But it doesn't go anywhere, does it?
Exactly. Damn, where are my fucking fangs?
Here, have one of these. Since when are you smoking?
Oh, no. No, I just found them somewhere.
Actually, I will have one, though.
She lights Laura's cigarette.
What were we saying? Male domination, semen.
Oh, right. You see, to me, Stoker's notion of Dracula is just part of that whole Victorian view of women as either passive occasions of sin or a helpless prey to temptation.
Exactly. That's why you love this production. It asserts the absolute right of women to access raw desire, no matter how potentially dangerous the sexual consequences.
Absolutely.
So, in the end, Dracula can actually become a feminist sexual fantasy. A sort of antidote to all that Victorian paternalistic male bullshit. Oh, shh.
I do not drink.
Laura and Adam have spotted each other in the audience. Everyone claps as Dracula sinks his fangs into a woman's throat. A hand touches Laura's shoulder.
Laura! It was fascinating, wasn't it?
Mr. McCormick!
Quite visceral,
yes,
I thought.
Yes, wonderful.
Particularly relevant to your work right
yes,
now,
yes,
did you think?
Can you excuse me, Professor?
Bye.
Excuse me.
She barges along the filled row of seats and scampers up the side steps. In Adam's empty seat, she spies a phone number on a program, then rushes out. Her friend.
Are you all right? Didn't you enjoy it?
Yep.
Yeah?
I haven't done any work for over a week.
How do you mean?
I've done nothing. I'm stuck.
Well, don't worry about it.
I don't believe in what I'm doing anymore.
Go away out of that. Your thesis.
Yes!
But it's a great idea. McCormick is only after saying to me...
Yeah, fine. It all works fine as an idea. But I know now. It just isn't true. Oh, God, I can feel it.
You don't think I look fat in it, do you?
Oh, no. No, it's beautiful.
You don't mind paying for it?
I love paying for it.
It's my favourite part. And Martin's face when he sees the visible.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Staff call. Mr. Drummond to menswear, please. Mr. Drummond to menswear.
Laura plucks a black dress with a vividly colourful pattern off a rail and holds it up against herself in front of a mirror. She smooths her hand over the dress and smiles bashfully, shaking her head. She's shocked to see Adam amongst clothes racks nearby on his mobile.
Oh my God.
She looks frantically for Alice, then turns to Adam.
Adam!
He sees her as he rides up on an escalator. She waves with a smile and he waves back, signaling he'll come back down.
Oh God. Alice!
Laura?
Listen, I just saw Adam here. He's coming down.
The boy, great. Yeah. I've seen him since the night of the great first.
Yes, yeah.
So how are he and Lucy going on, by the way?
Oh, all right, I think. But I don't know if it'll last. I wonder if Adam's too melancholy.
Too what?
Too thoughtful for Lucy.
Oh.
Where is he?
He'll be down. Let's see what he thinks.
Oh,
what
God, this is terrible.
Clothes.
We couldn't have missed him, could we?
Relax, Laura. He's probably buying something first.
No. He pointed down like he was coming straight down. I can't see him.
Laura?
She races up an escalator and looks down over a banister, then runs back down to Alice.
I don't understand it!
Jesus!
She looks all around, frantically.
But I saw him go up the escalator!
Laura, you're making an absolute exhibition of yourself!
I didn't imagine it!
I know you didn't imagine it! Look, I know you saw him. And he's probably wandered off somewhere, that's all!
There's nothing to get into a trauma over. But I keep seeing him, meeting him. unexpectedly.
So, he's probably into radical feminist theatre. It's a bit kinky for a boy his age, but it's not that big a deal.
And he left his programme behind on the seat, like a sign.
A sign? Forget the essential oils. It's pure alcohol you need.
Thanks very much.
So,
when you and Adam do get to meet up, what do you talk about?
Oh, nothing, you know, we just talk, why?
Ah, my sick mind. Don't worry about it.
What? Worry about what?
Nothing, Laura, you know me. I just wondered whether... I don't know. You know, we really talked about personal stuff. You know, intimate. Oh, come on, Laura, let's say things about your looks or sexy talk.
No, no, nothing like that. And it's really not everything has to be seedy and cynical and all that. In fact, I think that Adam has some deep tragedy lurking underneath the surface. I really do.
Oh, right. Didn't spot that one. Butcher. I've hardly met him. You obviously know him much better.
No, I don't, but I...
Oh, my God.
What?
Adam?
No, it's Simon.
Oh, who's Simon?
Lucy's ex. He's a, you know, stand-up comedian. Isn't that strange? Just as we were talking about...
Hi, it's Lucy's...
sister.
Yeah, don't tell me I know it.
Laura.
Hi, Laura. How is Lucy?
Oh, fine, you know, Lucy. You know, you really should give her a call. You never know, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, I'd love to, you know. I've got some new material and it'd be great if you... But no.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Do you want to?
No.
Oh.
I have to go.
Oh.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.
They step in front of each other.
Hong Kong.
You know something? He'd have suited Lucy much more than Adam. He's much more her type.
You sure you're right?
At home, Laura digs the book she bought for Adam out of an underwear drawer and tears out of her room.
You're going too fast.
She creeps past the living room, clutching the book to her chest along with another one, looking very nervous.
Send off.
You had an out.
Why are you always prying into my life? Can't you just mind your own business? If I feel like going out, I'll just go out, all right?
All right.
Looking a little guilty, Laura tears back the curtain on the front door.
What's up with her? Don't ask me. I was only going to tell her to take a coat. Oh!
It's dark outside and raining heavily. Laura runs down the front steps into the street and over to a phone box. She goes in, looks around and picks up the handset. She dials a number. Her dark, wet hair is matted around her face.
Hello?
Hello?
Adam, is that you?
Oh, my God. Laura, is that?
Adam, listen, I know this sounds really silly, but, did I see you and Brian Thomas the other day?
Yes. Yes, you did, Laura.
And what happened exactly?
Well, I was going up the escalator, and I heard you call me, and then I waved to tell you I was coming back down.
Right. Right, okay, now, please tell me so I know. Are you avoiding me?
No. Not at all. In fact, Laura... Oh, God. There's nothing I'd like more than to see you now. Laura, can you? Will you come now?
She gets out of the taxi in the rain and he runs towards her, holding his coat over his head.
This is why I didn't want you to buy that book. I hope you don't mind what I wrote.
He reads her inscription as she holds the book open for him.
That's really beautiful.
In his flat...
I don't know what's happening to me. At the strangest times you pop into my head. I suddenly have little conversations. They're always with you. I smile and I feel happy.
It's happening to me too.
And then, as well as that... No, I can't say it.
What?
No, I can't. You think I'm weird.
Please tell me.
No, don't ask me.
Adam, you must be honest with me. Please.
He turns to look at her, their faces inches apart.
The other night when I was... You know, with Lucy, I imagined you.
Oh.
Is that really sick?
She steps behind Adam and her dark eyes flit to him in shock.
No.
She clutches his shoulder. He spins round and they kiss madly and passionately. The next morning, Laura opens her bedroom door with a delirious smile on her face. She sees Lucy.
Morning, ma'am.
Morning.
Do you know what Adam's up to?
Oh, no, what?
I don't know. He's being an old sly boots. He said I was to be here at 6 this evening. Wouldn't tell me why.
So?
Are you in on it?
Ah, it's one of the glorious mysteries, that boy. Who wouldn't know what's going on, his dirty little head?
If all else perished and he remained, I should still continue to be. And if all else remained and he were annihilated, the universe would turn into a mighty stranger. I should not seem a part of it. My love for Heathcliff resembles the eternal rocks beneath, a source of little visible delight, but necessary.
Reading poetry in bed together by candlelight.
Nelly, I am Heathcliff. He is always, always in my mind. Not as a pleasure, any more than I am always a pleasure to myself, but as my own being.
She flings her arms around Adam, and they kiss.
Romantic tryst, 11 across.
En français. Assignation.
Oh,
the winner.
Assignation.
Later, Adam has blindfolded Lucy.
Where are we going?
Oh, I can't tell you. Chris, go ahead. We're going into the car. That's all I'm going to tell you. Watch your head.
Where are we going, Adam? Hello?
Stunned, Laura watches. Adam beckons.
Adam, please, tell me where we're going.
That was a pleasure. Any more than I'm always a pleasure to myself.
Laura kisses him uncontrollably.
Where we're going, I'm taking this thing off.
You do, you'll spoil the surprise.
He gets into his car.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Laura picks her bag up, recovering from her shock at seeing them. She gasps for breath, holding her chest. She smiles to herself, suddenly realizing.
My family's here tonight, sitting at that table over there.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And doesn't she look beautiful tonight?
You too.
We're celebrating my mum's birthday today.
We all love you, Peggy Owens!
Adam's been playing footsie with Laura.
And there's a man down there in my crowd called Adam. And he's my friend. And I know my mum is mad about him. So I thought the best present I could give her would be to say that him and I are going to get married.
Oh, wait, no, no, no! No, no, wait, wait, wait.
You see, I haven't asked him yet. So, Adam, I'm asking you now. Will you marry me?
Laura's face has turned from shock at the sensation of Adam's foot to an anxious stare. They look at each other.
I'd love to.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? It's gorgeous.
Now, Adam hurries into the library and over to Laura.
What am I going to do?
I think you've done it already.
No, please, Laura. I'm devastated. I'm in turmoil.
I have work to do.
But Laura, you...
Oh, God!
Not
here. Jeez.
You don't deserve me.
Me desert you?
What, but the restaurant was full. Everyone was looking at me, expecting me to...
You're going to get married because everyone was looking at you.
Oh, no. I want to marry Lucy. I love her, you know.
Fine, you marry who you like. That isn't why I was... Marriage has nothing got to do with it.
I know.
But I do deserve a little... respect.
Yes, you do. Believe me, I didn't want to hurt you in any way. I shouldn't have come. I'm sorry.
She follows him outside.
Adam! Are you going to tell Lucy?
God, no. No. Your whole family would disown you, shun you. You'd be denounced as a Jezebel, a fiend. Oh, God, Laura. I couldn't bear to see you treated that way. I'm crazy about you. But what I feel... It's like you said, it's not about settling down and planning our whole lives together. It's a different kind of passion.
Stop thinking, Laura. Just go with it.
Oh, God! Those women, those stupid women! My Victorian women, putting all that mad passion into their novels and their poems instead of just... doing it!
Yeah.
Of course, if they had, we'd have missed out on a lot of great literature.
Yeah. They'd have found something else to write about.
Oh, that's what my thesis will be. About.
Bare-chested, Adam rolls off Laura. She reaches for a cigarette packet.
What?
Those women went through all that hysteria, but they never came out the other side. They never managed to realize that you don't lose your soul or do yourself in. You just move on.
Move on?
Yeah, from one great adventure to the next. Thrilled by the last one, but not afraid of the next one. God, I can't wait to get started.
On what?
On my thesis.
Hello? Davey, hi.
It's your brother.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know, it's raining, huh? Yeah, no, sorry, I forgot the time. I got distracted. Yeah, sure, I'll be right over. Okay, bye. I promised Dave I'd call over to him in quarantine. Do you mind if we go now?
Not at all.
She leans towards him and they kiss.
Come on.
Hello? 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 Strange.
All this deception really makes me feel nervous. Isn't it fantastic?
Laura revels in the rain.
I feel like I'm being watched all the time now. Under surveillance. But that's it, isn't it? You just have to take a risk and do something. Then you find out.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just, I was thinking, life is exhilarating all the same, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Where can I drop
you? The library.
A title reads, I don't believe it. I'm getting a hard-on for Adam.
As many men gold side as I can.
David's watching football on TV.
Why me? Why me and a house full of women? That stupid joke Auntie Patsy used to make. Oh, blessed art thou among women.
Nice.
Okay, so it's Mum's birthday. I love her. Happy birthday, Mum. But do we have to have all this female stuff going on all the time?
Do we have to watch this?
Yes, we do. And I wouldn't mind if there weren't such cliches. Real girlies. Yeah, football. Jesus.
Do you think Adam will like my hairdo? Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
At least lately Adam gives me a bit of normal company. So much better than the ponytail pricks Lucy usually ends up with.
Karen coming tonight as well, love.
Yeah, she is. Oh, good. Jesus. Nag, nag, nag.
Shouldn't you be collecting?
I will. I'm going soon. Should I ask Adam's advice about Karen?
Yeah.
Although I bet Lucy's already told him we haven't done it yet. Jesus, the humiliation. Meanwhile, her and Adam have been banging away like cats.
Yes. Adam loved it.
God, he has her eating out of his hand. That surprise weekend he took her away on. Cool move. Bet you came like a runaway train that night. Yes, yes, come on.
You're not going to let Karen live. We'll almost be at the restaurant at 9.
All right, I'm going.
We'll meet Adam tonight.
You know, I think he and Lucy are really getting it together.
Yeah?
Yeah, they went away for a surprise romantic weekend to this amazing country hotel.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, Lucy was saying it was really like
you know, just perfect.
And your mum didn't mind?
Peggy? No, she's pretty cool about things like that.
Good for Peggy. Mine would have a stroke.
Only if she found out.
Oh, I'd never keep something like that a secret.
Great. Fucking brilliant.
So, Adam, I'm asking you now. Will you marry me?
Jesus Christ.
Adam downs his drink and glances at an anxious Laura.
I'd love to.
He stands up and goes to the stage.
It's the most romantic thing I've ever seen. You're right, David. Adam's gorgeous.
Yeah, I told you.
In the gents.
Adam, can I ask your advice?
Of course, David.
It's, you know, like sex and stuff.
Ah, that's right up my alley. Shoot.
Because, well, you're like my brother-in-law now.
I am. And your pal.
Well, I hope so.
I am so. Go on. You were saying sex.
That's a bit complicated.
Always is. But if you were to put it into one sentence, Karen won't give you the goods, is that it?
Yeah. How did you know?
Intuition. I can see these things. And, Lucy told me.
Bitch.
She meant well. Listen. You're too drunk to discuss this, and to be honest with you, I'm too happy.
I'm in love, man!
Look, we'll get together soon, okay?
Okay, Adam.
All right.
Thanks.
Wash your hands. It's not like Chosewick were married or anything. No, like, it's not Catholic, so what then? Come on, would you get rid of it?
No, again.
She just says, don't hassle me. Leave me to make up my own mind.
And back come Holland.
And I do. I leave her alone. I don't mention it. And nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Yes!
They're in a packed pub.
So how long do you wait before bringing it up again?
Oh, God, 2, sometimes 3 days.
Fair enough. And does she offer any hope at all?
Oh, yeah. She says, you know I love you and I want to show my love for you in every way. Like, every way. She said that specifically. But you have to trust me. And if it takes a little time, there won't be so much more special than we do it. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But she's gorgeous, Adam. I mean, I'm so fucking horny for her, I can't drop her, you know? She's driving me crazy. I'm completely obsessed by her. Oh. Well, for fuck's sake! Yellow card, it has to be.
I can't believe he's gonna let him off with that. She's definitely not banging someone else.
What? I never even thought of that. No. No. No way. No. Definitely not.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think you're right. Here's what's happening. She's pretending that she wants the right to choose when and where and how and so on, but in fact, she wants it completely taken out of her hands.
I don't get you.
She doesn't want you asking, you know, because that means that she has to say yes at that time. No! She wants no choice, like in a situation where it has to happen.
Are you saying I should jump her?
No. Much more subtle than that. Let me think about it.
Later, Adam's driving David through Dublin.
It's so easy to score with a car like this. Why do you think I bought it? My dad always used to say, Rolls-Royce for class, Mercedes for comfort, but a Jaguar is sex on wheels. I never liked my dad much, but he was right about that.
Yeah. Even Karen would roll over if I had this.
Don't worry. She will.
The photo gallery.
Is she your own phone, or is it a payphone in the hall?
Payphone. Why?
Good. Perfect. Now, we need rain for this thing to work. Shouldn't be too much of a problem in this fucking town.
He's hanging pictures on a white wall.
Do either of you cook?
No.
Never mind. Invite me around for Chinese takeaway or something, and a good video. I'll bring plenty of wine, make it seem very spontaneous. Will that be all right? Would you mind?
No, that should be okay. We're always looking for something different to do. You know, she thought the whole thing in the restaurant the other night was really romantic. She'll love meeting you again.
Good. Yes, very nice. Now, I will arrive at exactly 8:30. It's vital that you answer the front door alone. Don't let Carol come down.
Why?
Just don't, right?
Adam cuts the phone line.
So we have our food and a few drinks. We keep it very light.
David's getting grease from his food around his mouth.
Make sure Karen drinks plenty.
Then you're drunk? I tried that. Didn't work.
Don't worry. It's much more than that.
Adam's acting calm and suave.
We'll watch the film and be very relaxed. Then around 1 o'clock, I'll say goodbye. quickly.
And that's it?
No, that's when it all happens.
Adam's car won't start in the pouring rain. David and Karen are watching from the front door. Adam gives up, opens his door, and dashes back inside.
Oh, Jesus! What a night for a breakdown, eh? Oh, listen, I better call a taxi.
I hope you can at this hour.
Oh, no. Listen, is that dead?
Yeah, completely dead. God, I'm sorry, Adam. It must be the weather or something. What a mess.
Well, look, let's go back upstairs where it's warm and we'll sort it out.
No, it's okay. I'm fine. Jesus, what a night. I'll just walk until I get a cab.
No, there's no way we're going to let you walk out in that weather.
Yeah, Adam, it's a train, so I get a bit wet.
It'll be an adventure.
Well, look, I won't let you walk out in that weather.
You won't? Oh. Okay, so what do we do then?
He gazes at her intently as David watches.
Perfect.
I'll just sleep here on the couch.
Yeah, you sleep there.
It's nice and warm.
We'll get you blanket.
No need. Now, you guys get to sleep, I'll be fine.
Sounds cool, Karen.
Incredible. Unbelievable. How could you do that to me? How could you humiliate me like that in front of you? Like she'd prefer to sleep alone on an uncomfortable couch and sleep in a bed with me. Am I so awful? Like, do I have a smell or something?
Oh, Dave, you're a very sweet guy. You don't deserve to be treated like that. I misjudged her, I admit it.
But it was working perfectly. The rain, the drink, the car, the phone, the air of the night. I thought I was in, like, Flynn. Oh, Adam, what am I going to do?
Hey, hey.
It's okay.
Don't be upset. It's not your fault, it's hers. She's holding back. You're the giving one. Think about it. You're warm and loving and sensual. You've got a lot to offer, David. If only Karen could realize the pleasure you could give her. I understand how you feel. The ache in the pit of the stomach every time you think of her. But Karen doesn't seem to understand desire yet.
Oh, Jesus, no.
She's experienced a joy.
What's going on?
Appreciate you.
I'm getting an erection. I can't stop it.
God, if she could only look.
I'm getting a hard-on for Adam.
The light.
Oh, God, don't let him notice.
The heat of your passion.
And please, don't tell me I'm queer as well.
How could she resist you then?
Right, so. Night, Adam.
Are you okay? Are you very upset?
No. Just really tired. Gotta sleep, you know. It's been a mad night. Gotta sleep. Have to. Really tired, Adam. You know, night. Give yourself lots of room there. I'm fine like this. I always sleep this way.
Sure. Right, Davey.
Adam leans over him to turn off the lamp.
Oh, please, erection. Please go away. Please.
This is nice.
Oh, God.
David falls onto the floor.
Oh, Adam.
He wakes to find himself alone in the bed and lies back, relieved.
Adam.
He sits up again, listening, then presses his ear against the wall. He paces the room, then tries to get back to sleep, but tosses and turns. Next morning, with her hair in a towel, Karen waves Adam goodbye from the front door with a smile.
You bastard. You've ruined my life. You screwed my girlfriend and turned me into a homosexual. I might as well kill myself. Or kill you, maybe, yeah. God, I hope I'm not in love with you, you shit.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, amazing.
You know, we talked for hours last night while you were asleep.
You talked?
Yeah, neither of us could sleep. The storm, probably. Anyway, we ended up talking and talking, and God, I don't know if it's the way he says things or what. But suddenly you start to see everything in a completely different way. A lot of it was about you, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize it was very flattering.
As her voice fades away, David becomes absorbed in her eyes, her lips, her hand trailing over her cleavage. Very
way. And she said to Adam, we're so beautiful. Adam really made me think, all right, listen, I'm supposed to have a lecture at 11. But I could cancel that. What do you say we have a nice,
lazy morning together. Just us.
Yes!
Oh, Adam, thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Yes!
He lifts a weight in the gym triumphantly.
Life is wonderful. Lucy! Horsing around with Adam as usual. What a fantastic couple they are. So together.
In the pool.
Jesus. No. Simon?
Oh, Lucy.
What?
I'm after coming out of one of those open relationships that are very popular nowadays, those relationships where you're free to sleep with other people until you do. I like ugly women. Now, she was ugly. She was the first draft of something that will never be made, a witch. My relationships with women never work out anyway, because I find invariably women, they're never as interested in me as I am.
Is there anything okay between you and sis?
Couldn't be better.
I didn't really notice. Daddy, I killed the dog. Shut up and get into the truck.
The old wedding's still on, is it?
No hitches.
What? Davey, I love your sister.
Of course, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know. Actually,
there is one problem I've been meaning to talk to you about.
Yeah?
I've been trying to decide who'll be my best man.
He's gas, isn't he? I don't know. I've never seen him before.
And I was wondering if you'd do it.
Me?
If you wouldn't mind, you know, I'd be honored.
True friend, Adam. Of course I will.
Yeah. As Adam and David hug, Simon winks at Lucy. Why do you do it, Adam?
My name is Simon O'Hara. Thank you very much and good night.
Alice and Martin are waving goodbye at the front door.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks. Looking after her now. You're very good.
Bye.
Oh, she'll be good for you now.
Bye.
Well, now, that Adam fella seems a bit more on the ball than those other weirdos Lucy usually picks up. Don't you think?
I mean, I know it's just a first impression on that, but...
Holy baholy.
This is.
This is a 60s classic, an E-type. This would be worth about 25, 30...
Martin, please. Shut up. Remember what we agreed? We don't need to talk shit.
What, you mean a normal, civilised conversation?
When we're on our own together, it might make things a little more bearable.
They get into their car and put on their seatbelts.
Just want you to know that it's a very famous classic car. And it's worth a lot of money.
So at least you know that your sister's new boyfriend isn't a waster. If you're interested.
Later, Alice answers her mobile in her garden.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, Laura.
I can barely hear you.
No, it's probably just a bad line. I can hear you perfectly. What is it? Is something wrong?
No, a little bit of diversion. Take me shopping.
No, yeah, tomorrow's fine. Graham Thomas, 10 o'clock. I have to go. Bye.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you at...
Heads up. That's a superb machine you have there. Listen, do you want to come inside for a cup of tea? Come on, Alice inside, sipping martinis, reading Hello magazine. Hectic life, don't you know? She'd love to see you.
Listen, to be honest, I have to go.
Take it easy.
And hey, fabulous car.
Cheers.
Adam turns and looks straight at Alice, hiding behind a bush. It makes her feel a little awkward. Adam gives her a look and drives off. At a party.
This guy, Adam, he's Alice's youngest sister, you know, boyfriend. Yeah.
And he has this classic car, right? Jerry, it's a Jaguar, okay?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he had, what happened was this 20 years ago, right? Both his parents and his older sister, he told me this himself, all three of them were killed in a car accident.
Wait.
In that very same car that he's driving around today. I know. He was at home. He is at home with the babysitter.
What was he doing at home with the babysitter?
Wasn't doing anything. He was three. No, it's just at home. The rest. The point is right. He escaped. The rest of them, it's like, are killed instantly.
The thing is that the car doesn't get dumped. Yeah. It just sat there for years. Mm. So, yeah, so by the time your man Adam gets older, you know,
it's starting to sink into them the significance of this wreck. Uh-huh. Now he has something coming to him, you know, like a trust fund, inheritance, sure, whatever, that sort of thing. Do you know what he does? Do you know what he does this time?
No,
he
spends it all.
No.
Of course he spends it all. In the pub.
He uses all of that money to have the car completely restored. Well, he spends every penny on it. He even does some of the restoration work himself. And the restoration itself is immaculate. It's absolutely stunning. And now he has this beautiful, beautiful thing, like an extraordinary memorial to his parents and his sister, you know?
It's beautiful, if you don't mind paying for it.
No, I love paying for it. That's my favourite part. And Martin's face when he sees the visa bill.
A fusier dress.
dear.
As Alice goes to pay, she's handed a phone.
Sorry, Miss Rooney. Thanks. Yes?
That is a seriously sexy number.
Hello. Sorry?
I mean it. Even from where I'm standing, I'm getting a bit of a turn on.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, sorry, Alice. It's Adam.
Adam?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, Lucy's Adam.
Yeah, how are you? Listen, sorry if I gave you a scare, but I spotted you in the distance and I thought, wow. In fact, I can still see you.
What?
Right now.
Where are you? Stop messing.
No, look more carefully. Yeah, you're getting warm. Go on. But listen, Alice, I really do mean it. I didn't realize the night I met you just how fucking gorgeous you are. Bye.
Adam, hold on.
She's pleasantly intrigued. Alice hangs up looking curious, then admires her figure in a full-length mirror. The hint of a demure smile plays across her lips, and she raises an eyebrow. The fitting room curtain whips open.
Laura!
Listen, I just saw Adam. He's coming down.
Casual, for Jesus' sake. The boy. Great. Haven't seen him since the night of the great first date.
Not strictly a lie.
Where is he?
Good. Let's hope he's gone.
Oh, he'll be down. Let's see what he thinks. I wonder, is he any taste in clothes? This is terrible. We couldn't have missed him, could we?
Relax, Laura. He's probably buying something first.
No. He pointed down. Like,
what's going on? She's more feared than I am. Of course, she always was the tense, hysterical one of the family, but... Oh, for God's sake. Hold on now. I think our Laura's up to something. So, when you and Adam do meet up, what do you talk about?
No, nothing. You know, we just talk. Why?
My sick mind. Don't worry about it.
What? Worry about what?
Nothing, Laura. You know me. I just wondered whether... I don't know, you know. I mean, if he talked about personal stuff, you know, intimate. Oh, come on, Laura. Let's say stuff about your looks or sexy talk.
No, nothing. Really? Not everything has to be seedy and cynical and all that. I think that Adam has some deep tragedy lurking underneath the surface.
Oh, right. I didn't spot that one. But then, of course, I've hardly met him. I mean, you obviously know him much better.
No, I don't, but... Oh, my God.
What? Adam?
No, it's Simon.
Well, who's Simon?
Lucy's ex. He's a, you know, stand-up comedian. Isn't that strange? Just as we were talking about... Hello?
Oh, it's Lucy's...
Sister.
Laura.
Yeah. How's Lucy?
Oh, fine, you know, Lucy. But you know, you should really give her a call. You never know, you know.
Come on, Laura. You don't really think Lucy would want to see this loser again. He must have driven her crazy.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea. Oh. No.
Would you like to...
No.
No?
No, I have to go.
Oh, no, I'm asking you. Sisters are supposed to confide in each other about these things. Oh, I don't know yet. Anyway, you mind your own business.
Absolutely.
So, you coming in? He's hanging a new exhibition today. He'd love you to see it.
No, I'll leave you to it. Catch you later.
Alice? You know, like, the way fellas always hassle about sex?
I vaguely remember.
Well, Adam doesn't. He seems really happy to leave it up to me. It's kind of nice of a change.
Oh, no. You fallen in love, Sparrow?
See you.
As Lucy goes, Alice looks up and sees Adam in his gallery. He waves to her. Through the large glass first floor window, he points downwards to the photo gallery below, then beckons to Alice with a grin. Alice looks confused, then sees Adam come down the stairs and kiss Lucy. Later, Alice is putting on makeup.
You're pushing the boat out a bit tonight. It's only when a Peggy's impromptu piss-ups, for God's sake. The eyesight
went the hair. David to Alice at home.
I don't know. I just didn't mean Karen because of Mam's sing-along, you know? We don't think it'd be her sort of thing.
Hey, David. Feck off, like a good young fella.
What?
Feck off?
So, remember what we talked about the other day?
Oh, so it happened. At last.
And?
Gorgeous. I mean...
Lucy! Lucy!
You go on. I'll do this.
As Alice turns, she sees Adam.
So how's the boy? Have you had enough of us yet?
No, that's great. I love your family. Don't you sing at all?
Not a note.
You're all so different, aren't you?
Only in some ways.
Thanks. Well, you're the sexiest.
Am I?
Oh, yeah, no question. I still love that outfit, by the way. I'm glad you bought it.
Why didn't you move and talk to me that day in Brown Thomas?
Would you like me to?
Of course. Why not?
So do you want to get to know me better?
Yes.
What I'd love to do right now is touch you. You're so sexy, really. What about Friday evening? Let's meet.
Oh, no, not Friday. I've got to go to a do with Martin.
He wolfs down some food.
Let me babysit for you some on Friday. I love kids. I'll come round to your house and I'll babysit for you. And I'll be there when you come back. What do you say?
Yeah, okay. Will Lucy know what you're doing?
Of course, I'll tell her. She's working on Friday night, so she won't mind. No, at least she'll think it's a great idea. She wants me to get on well with all the family.
That Friday, Alice parks outside the house with Martin, hopelessly drunk.
Be home?
She gets out, not looking happy.
Hi, Adam. Can you give me a hand here, please?
Sure.
From the buckle belt.
What? Oh, yeah. How are you, Adam?
Yeah.
Good man. How is my little genie? Did she behave herself for you?
Ah, she's fine, Martin. Fast asleep.
Ah, good. Good, because I'll tell you, she can be a proper little madam sometimes. Yeah, she plays up, you know. Right little bitch when she's in the mood. You see...
Why don't you hit the sack? And myself and Adam will just go downstairs, have a cup of solace, bit of a chat.
No, nothing for me, Martin. I'm driving.
I know you are. You're in a fantastic car, yours. You're one lucky whore to have a car like that. Fair as you keep it in immaculate condition. I wouldn't drink either if I had a car like that. Do you know why? Do you know?
He collapses backwards onto the bed.
Well, it's the spare room for me tonight, thank Christ.
She goes to check on Jean, sleeping.
She wasn't out. Good party?
No. Do you fancy a coffee?
Adam switches on a baby monitor in the kitchen. Alice picks it up and wanders through the house. Adam starts to follow her. As they kiss, he removes her jacket, revealing her bare shoulders. He kisses her neck as she strokes his shoulders. He kisses the other side of her neck.
No, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't think it'll be very nice. Nice and firm, and I know I gave you the impression I was on for it. I was. I am, actually. It's just...
I don't know why, but, you sure? Yes? Or no?
They turn to the baby monitor.
As in, I'm sure.
What?
He strokes her hair.
What then? Would you still like a coffee?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Okay.
He lets go of her and puts his hands in his pockets.
Hello?
Hello! Adam gone yet?
He's still here.
Great.
Hold on. Adam? Lucy? For you.
He takes the phone with a grin.
Hey, Lucy.
So, Adam,
I'm asking you now. Will you marry me?
Jesus Christ.
I'd love to.
Alice thinks.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever seen.
Nora's upset.
Completely unbelievable.
Alice begins laughing hysterically, and Laura dissolves into tears. Alice reels at the absurdity of the situation. At home,
oh, Jeannie, why can't you always stay that way? You'd be better off. No, it's all ahead of you. You'll grow up, and you'll be beautiful. Fellas will come sniffing around, and sooner or later, of course, some fucking idiot will lurch over to you with that look in his eye, and he'll say, do you know what you need, love? What you need is a good shag. Oh, it will happen, believe me. Jean, you know what the really annoying thing is? Might be true.
Alice thinks deeply, then, unnoticed, closes the door on her mother playing with Jean and picks up the phone. She sighs as she dials.
I forgot to do. You'll be all right with Jean for an hour, won't you?
She leaves her car outside Adam's, but sees Laura emerging.
Oh, God.
Alice ducks down quickly between her car and the next, then creeps around a car as Laura passes by. She peers over the car's roof at Laura, and Adam spots her. He looks at her with amusement, and she shakes her head.
Oh, nothing. It's just I was thinking that life is exhilarating, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
The last words he speaks to Alice, who laughs, then sinks back in relief. She gets back home.
You look good walking in that outfit. Hey, Lucy, would you not come with us?
I said no.
But there's loads of things we could be sorting out.
I know, Mum, that's why I'm not coming. I'm tired and sick of invitation lists and menus and dress fittings and endless, endless talk about the wedding. I just want an afternoon to do what I like, okay? Okay! Jesus!
What's eating her?
Oh, leave her, Mum. Come on.
You know, if you came with me even once a month, it would do you no end of good. It wards off all the evil spirits, I'm telling you. Oh, and just look at that view. Isn't Dublin huge?
I knew that already.
Yeah, but just see it, though, all laid out in a plate.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
They breathe in deeply, holding out their arms, then lower them to their sides.
Mom. Mm-hmm. Tell me the truth. You never liked Martin, did you? Ma'am, please.
Do you mean since years ago?
I mean since you first met him.
Well, no. I suppose, no.
Why didn't you say something? You know, then.
I didn't want to be sticking my oar in.
But you knew, you saw right through him. And you knew he was a total fucking idiot. Oh, it doesn't matter. I just wondered, I suppose.
If I'd interfered, I'd have been the worst in the world. You'd have married him anyway, just to spite me.
Yeah, I know.
And what about Adam?
Adam? Oh, a different kettle of fish altogether. I'm delighted there. The way he seems to fit in with everyone. So good to Lucy. Himself and Laura are great pals. David worships the ground he walks on. Oh, he's brightened up the whole house.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you don't like him.
Oh, me like Adam? Oh, do you? Yeah, definitely.
So what are you going on about?
Well, I suppose I feel... Don't you think there's lots of it, Adam? We don't know.
You're worried there might be some surprises for Lucy?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, the way I see things these days, chicken. Boring men are the curse of the world, and there's just so many of them. So if a girl can avoid them at all, she's definitely in with a chance. Come on.
Later, Alice brings tea while Lucy's having her hair done.
So tell us, where's the honeymoon? Somewhere exotic?
It's a secret, Andy. Shouldn't we start getting the dress on, Mum?
No! Wait till the last minute. Oh, thanks, love. Otherwise, you'd just be standing about for ages, afraid to move.
But what if something goes wrong? What if it doesn't fit?
You had it on last night. It was perfect.
Oh, no, I couldn't, Alice. Thanks.
Well, Lucy, calm down. You'll be fine.
Anyway, you know you look gorgeous in it. Mm-hmm.
So, I believe congratulations are in order.
Oh, yeah. Professor McCormick only told me unofficially, but looks like first-class honours. Do you want to read it?
What do you think?
No, really. It's all about women and sex. There's a copy over there. As MA theses go, it's a rattling good read.
No, I think I'll wait for the film.
What do you think?
Oh, beautiful, Lucy. Love. Well done, Andy.
Ah, David, there you are. You ready, pet?
Ma'am, will you go through my checklist with me before I go down?
Secured right in underneath here.
Gorgeous.
Just want to hold the day.
What time is he expecting you?
About an hour.
Alice watches her family with a wry smile, holding a copy of Laura's thesis open.
Oh, right, I'm off.
Alice, you'll be fine.
Alice hugs Lucy, then gazes at her.
Oh, yeah. Better not let anybody see you like that. Simon!
Hello, I've just got a present for Lucy.
Oh, thanks very much, I'll give it to her.
Or maybe I could say hello, or wish her Godspeed, or whatever.
She's up to rise at the minute, as you might imagine, Simon. Only a couple of hours to go.
Obviously, yeah, but if I could just see her for a moment, even...
No, Simon, but thanks for the present. Bye.
Alice takes the tiny package.
Oh, God. I've done a terrible thing.
Laura? Laura, can I see you for a minute? No, not you, Mummy. No, everything's fine. Stay where you are.
You slept with Simon? I bumped into him at the swimming pool. I was in a funny mood. I panicked, I suppose, thinking I'm throwing my freedom away. Oh, Jesus.
My hair! Look. Everybody does something like that before they get married. Should be mad not to. Am I right, Laura?
No, I shouldn't have. I mean, it didn't matter. It was only that one time, but now I can't face Adam in the church. I have to tell him.
Oh, Jesus. Now, listen, Lucy, do you want to marry Adam?
Yes.
You're certain you want to spend the rest of your life with him?
Oh, yes.
Not with Simon?
No way.
Well, say nothing. Not today, not ever.
But that's not fair.
Will it make anyone any happier? Will it mean it never happened?
No.
Well, then. Do you hear me now?
She's right, Luce. Yeah, I suppose. Okay, I'll forget about it.
Thank you. Oh, we better go before Mum's curiosity gets the better of her. Are you okay?
Yeah.
So, was it any fun, by the way?
What, Simon?
Yeah.
Not bad, actually.
Good. Worth your while, huh?
Adam answers his door to Alice.
Well, hello.
So you're going to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, of course. Come in.
Upstairs in the chic, minimalist apartment.
You're looking gorgeous.
Do you think so? Really?
I always think so, but that's especially gorgeous. Do you like these? They're my dad's.
Is there a story behind those two? So, you're still sleeping with Laura? I suppose you'd still sleep with me. Would you?
Absolutely. If you wanted.
Why do you do it, Adam?
Well, I don't know. I definitely don't do it because I think someone's fucked up my life and I want to get revenge. That would be no good, Alice. Maybe. Would you believe me if I told you that when I'm with people, listening to them, I notice that they always want something from me?
Oh, I'd believe that, all right.
And it doesn't annoy me. I really like it. I like to give people what they want if I can. Whatever makes them happy, it's a very easy thing for me to do.
Simple, even.
Maybe.
Do you believe me?
The thing is, I'd like to. Would it make me happy?
We've about half an hour to spare if you want to find out.
She smiles, then looks at him in wonder.
Do you want me?
Now, in her black lingerie, she's riding on top of Adam. She pulls her brown hair back as she gasps in ecstasy. She leans forward, collapsing onto Adam, lying on his bed, and they wrap their arms around each other.
Life is exhilarating, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. David.
Probably.
Adam gets up.
Hello?
Hey, Adam, guess who?
Hi, Davey.
So you ready?
No, of course I'm not ready. I was interrupted. Come on up.
This way.
Jesus, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
What have I done? What am I after doing?
Come on, sis, you're holding up the whole show.
Who's that? David, is it?
Who do you think? Come out and tell us how we look.
Right. Sure, yeah.
Alice buttons a silver jacket over her black bra, then can't help but smile a little.
Poor old Martin.
She heaves a sigh, then leaves the bathroom to see David in a light grey suit standing next to Adam in an impeccable white suit.
Well,
you both look very sexy.
Yeah, we're right, we are. And now listen. Adam was telling me why you're here. That was a really nice thing to think of. You're just a big softy behind it all, aren't you?
You don't know your sister, Davey. So, what do you think of your present?
Cufflinks.
They suit you very well. I'm delighted. Listen, I'll go.
Right, Davey, are we organized?
David goes.
See you in church.
They smile at each other as they go. A title reads, Adam, there's something I have to tell you. The guests are assembling in the church. Laura chats to a woman in a yellow outfit. She kisses Laura on the cheek before she goes. Alice arrives, carrying Jean.
Martin.
Yeah?
Be a good man and hold on to Jean at the back here in case she acts up, will you?
No, there you go.
Daddy's gonna mind her.
Alice and Martin kiss.
Excuse me. I hope I'm at the right wedding. I'm looking for Laura Owens.
Oh, yes. Laura's my sister. I'm Alice. And you are?
Oh, Harry McCormick. I'm Laura's supervisor. You know her thesis?
Oh.
She asked me here today as her guest.
Oh, right. Well, she's up here. Come on.
So, Harry, good thesis, I believe.
I don't mind saying it's extraordinary. Electric. Normally, theses are rather dull things to read. This is something else.
Here we go. Laura, your supervisor. Slip in there, Harry.
Hi.
Hi.
I reread chapter 4 last night.
Oh, Harry.
Laura and Adam smile at each other. Lucy stands at the back of the church in the open doorway with her mother. Everyone stands as they begin to walk forward behind two bridesmaids.
Look at that, Lucy. Come on, Jean, look.
Lucy's beaming. Alice smiles at Lucy.
Beautiful. Oh, she's beautiful. You're beautiful.
Lucy's smile fades. She stops and frowns for a moment. Alice and Laura start to look concerned. Lucy shakes her head.
I can't. I'm sorry, Mom.
She runs outside.
Adam, you really want to marry Lucy?
Yeah.
You sure?
With all that means.
Yeah.
Good.
Go for it, handsome. Lucy! Lucy! It's all right. Look, if you've changed your mind or if you can't face it, don't worry.
No, it's not that. Really, it's not. There's nothing I want more, Adam. I can't.
Nick, Adam, there's something I have to tell you, something I did. I can't
marry
you.
Hold on, Lucy, hold on. Shh.
What?
Don't feel you have to tell me anything.
But I want to have no secrets between us.
Why not?
Because I want you to trust me.
But I do trust you. Why should I expect you to tell me everything? I trust you, but that shouldn't mean... We all need to have secrets, Lucy. I'm not going to tell you mine.
You say you keep secrets from me too?
Yeah, of course. You'd be shocked. What?
Don't, fellas. You love people who think you're all mysterious and interesting.
Yeah, well, I am. I swear. Oh, look, here, forget the wedding. Why don't we just jump in the car and drive away out of this?
That? That's not... What happened to the Jag?
Oh, well, I suppose I thought the Jag had a lot of old history behind it. A lot of baggage. So, I traded it in yesterday. I thought, you know, maybe a family car might be a bit more suitable.
Right.
You don't mind, do you?
No. No, it's just,
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just the Jag was more... You.
The car's behind a bush.
Look.
Bastard. Oh.
I love you. Will you marry me?
Secrets and all.
Go on, sure. Take a chance. Make a new start.
Yes.
Thank God for that. Can we get on with it now?
The guests burst from the church and surround the couple in a flurry of confetti. The sun shines on the happy couple and Lucy hugs her mum. Laura and Adam kiss each other on the cheek. Then Adam kisses Alice on the lips before kissing Lucy lovingly and lingeringly as they both smile. Adam turns from the happy sisters and smiles at us. Enigmatically.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every lady wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Those who've seen us,
and plenty have seen us,
know that not a thing could come between us.
Go, girl, go.
Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man.